the Gudja of Algeroid, the Air Clare Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Diva Codger. Hello, friends. Doesn't time fly? It doesn't seem a week ago since I was sitting here in my little studio here in Bray, County Wicklow, on the east coast of Ireland, doing a Sounds Irish programme for you. But yet, here we are. And I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the music and the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. First of all, just to let you know, it is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you can contact me at any time. Email address, everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com, sky.com, and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. If you have a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, a question about Ireland or Irish music, I'd love to hear from you. Right, speaking of loving to hear from you, I'd love to hear from the Benn sisters. Now, we haven't had the Benn sisters for quite some time. From Northern Ireland they are. I think the last time we played them, it was the Connemara Marble Ring. They told the story of the granny, you remember. Well, this time, it's not granny, it's mother. The young man's going away, and his mother leaves him a very important message. Remember, lad, a mother's love is a blessing. This was a huge hit many years ago for Bridie Gallagher. In fact, I once accompanied Bridie. I was playing piano, and she was singing this song. Anyway, I digress. Enough of the prattle. Here are the Benn sisters, and a mother's love's a blessing. Now we have what I like to call country and Irish. Well, not only I like to call it, everybody likes to call it country and Irish. It's a duet by two of the leading lights in the Irish music scene, Daniel O'Donnell and Mary Duff. Now, I think the original of this was done by the Browns, but this Mary and Daniel and their interpretation of I Heard the Bluebird Sing.
I met a girl out in the hills who gave my lonely heart a thrill. Her beauty seemed just like a breath of spring. And when I looked into her eyes, I thought of bluest summer skies. When I held her hand in mine, I heard the bluebirds sing. They sang of wondering,
wondering if he'll love her.
Will she marry?
Marry if he'll ask her.
Will her heart be?
Heart be true for him for
then and evermore. And when she's lonely,
lonely is he near her.
When there's sadness,
sadness will he cheer her.
Will they always,
always be together
until in death they part. I courted her for months on end until she promised we would wed. We planned on being married in the spring. All through the long cold winter months it seemed that spring would never come. And every gloomy winter day I heard the bluebirds sing. They sang of waiting,
waiting for the flowers,
and of counting,
counting every hour,
till the bluebird,
bluebird chirped its welcome
into the world once more. And though we're waiting,
waiting for the sunshine,
we keep hating,
hating every storm cloud
that has gathered,
gathered o'er the mountain
to keep us far apart. Touched the earth, we married in the village church. Our wedding seemed just like a dream come true. So many years have come and gone, our love is still as true and strong as when I found her long ago. And still the bluebirds sing, they sing of loving,
loving every hour,
that I'm married,
married to my flower.
We'll be happy,
happy ever after,
since the day we met. And though until the end of time.
Now, that's as good a version of that song as you'd hear anywhere. Daniel O'Donnell and Mary Duff and I Heard the Bluebird Sing. And country and Irish, friends, is growing in popularity here in Ireland. As I said, I think it was on last week's programme, not so much in the big cities like Dublin and Cork, but certainly in the rural areas, more and more people are listening to country and Irish. Country is, well, country is it, but country and Irish is country music with a bit of an Irish flavour. It could be an Irish song sung by an Irish singer or written by an Irishman, but you get the general idea. We're supposed to be in the middle of a summer here. Well, we've had a good summer, and I always thought that August was the harvest month, but apparently I was informed today that it's not. August, you're still in the summer. Well, OK, we here in Ireland talk about harvest, but I think in the US, for instance, they talk about the fall, does it not? Anyway, enough of the prattle. Here is somebody I've only featured once on Sounds Irish. That's Farmer Dan. And Farmer Dan, well, what else would he be reminiscing about? He's far away from Ireland and he's thinking of an Irish harvest day.
As I walk through London City, neath the sky so dark and grey, I cannot hear familiar sounds, my thoughts are drifting away. And across the deep blue ocean, and down the old roadway, to see again again. The thrashing mill on an Irish harvest day. It's an Irish harvest day that's long passed away. You steps home on this Irish harvest day. I can see my dear old mother outside her cabin door, singing some old Irish song I long to hear once more. And I wonder if she's waiting with those kind words she might say. God bless you, son, and welcome home on this Irish harvest day. It's an Irish harvest day that's long passed away. You steps home on this Irish harvest day. Everything has changed now, and there's no one there no more. The roses are all dead and gone from around the home door, and the young folk are all scattered while the old ones passed away. There's no one left to greet me on this Irish harvest day. It's an Irish harvest day that's long passed away. Steps home on this Irish harvest day. I tread again my footsteps home on this Irish harvest day.
Reminiscing from Farmer Dan, an Irish harvest day. We're moving up to County Tyrone now. Now, regular listeners will be aware that Joe has this habit of jumping around all over Ireland from village to village to town to city. Could happen any time during the programme. Here's Frankie McBride telling us about a pretty little girl from Oma, which is in County Tyrone.
Ireland's ever grown. As sure as the moon and stars above, falling head over heels of love, the pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulster Band, they're just as pretty in Monaghan, this to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause somewhere between those northern towns is a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me, but there's nothing else
little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. South and Ultramore, I recall that yellow dress she wore. She walked along the shore there all alone. And I guess that was my lucky day when she came there on her holiday. Pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Best of all, she tells them all, she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you're down to me, but there's nothing else that my eyes can see. Pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. That pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone.
Now, here's another rather long track because it's a reminiscing song again, because it's T.R. Dallas and he's telling us all about growing up in an Irish village. This story, I tell you, is true. Now, the last time we played this, it was the Anne-Marie Reardon version of it. But this is T.R. Dallas telling us all about the things that happen in village life, or happened in village life years ago. And there are things that you may not quite grasp, but I think you get the general idea if you listen to the lyrics. And I'd like to think that anybody listening to this particular track who has left Ireland for quite some time and still remembers those old days.
From my memory, and I'll tell you of times long ago, when we walked to school summer and winter, barefoot through the fields we would go. I remember our little thatched cottage and the half door led into the hall, the crane o'er the fire in the kitchen, and the grandfather's clock on the wall. The stout it was cured with the poker, and Putchin the set cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I tell you is true. We went to church every Sunday, and grandfather wore his best hat. The preacher, he spoke from the altar, and all the women in different seats sat. Matchmaking was part of tradition, and the rambling house filled up at night. When the tailor, he told the ghost stories, all the children did shiver with fright. This doubt it was cured with the poker, and Putchin the set cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I tell you is true. Sound of the anvil and the burning horse hoof we could smell. When we passed the forge door in the evening with the water we fetched from the well. We spancelled the cows before milking, tied the horse to the wall through the shoe. His collar and hames, the winkers and reins and the harness, we kept them like new. This doubt it was cured with the poker, and Putchin the set cured the flu.
the bacon it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I'll tell you is true. 4 miles to the fair in the darkness, with our animals we walked with delight. When the wheeling and dealing was over, everyone waited on for the fight. Now I hope in telling this story I haven't detained you too long, but there's so much more I must tell you someday in some other song. The stout, it was cured with the poker, and Poteen the set cured the flu. The bacon, it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I'll tell you is true. Sure, that story I've told you is true.
This story, I tell you, is true, and a very good version of that from T.R. Dallas. OK, it's been a bit sleepy round here of late, so we're going to liven it up now, because we're going to have some Irish reels from the Bridge Cayley Band. Now, I hope this will get your feet tapping. That's unless you're driving the car.
Thank you. but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the bridge of the Nay and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. It's there.
You heard one of my favourite Irish songs, Come Back Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff, sung by, well, one of my favourite Irish female artists, Louise Morrissey. Now, you remember the Beatles? No, we're not having the Beatles on Sounds Irish, but they had a song entitled When I'm 64, which is one of my favourite Beatles tracks, actually. You know the one. If you should leave me when you still need me when I'm 64. We have the equivalent here now. It's done for us by Foster and Allen. It's a lovely song. All you people know that I'm a big Foster and Allen fan. I think they sing lovely sort of storytelling songs. Here they sing Darling, Will You Love Me When I'm Old?
Two lovers, they were walking hand in hand. The maiden wore a shiny wedding band. She said, my love, you own my heart and soul. So promise that you love me when I'm old. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. He kissed her lips and touched her golden hair. Then looked upon her face so young and fair. He held her gently to his loving heart, saying only God above could make us part. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. As man and wife, with 7 kids to grace their happy life. Sometimes the clouds grew dark and nights were cold. Somehow their love grew strong as they grew old. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old.
Now, friends, I'm delighted to bring on a new voice on Two Sounds Irish, a lady we haven't had on the programme. Her name, Maggie Young. She was born in Belfast, but she hails from Northern Ireland and is a lovely singer. She has a great way with harmonies here. I'm going to play for you, well, it's a bit of country and gospel, I would put it. Country gospel, yeah. And she's singing a song entitled I Give Thanks. Let's listen together to the lovely Maggie Young.
I wake up every morning with a smile upon my face. I see God's creation and His amazing grace. I hear the birds are singing, their songs so sweet and true. God feeds the little sparrow and He cares for me. My days, and night when I get on my knees.
in my life, and the